Now, your comments.
Some of you objected to the pairing of two profiles on our program this week on Cindy McCain and Michelle Obama. Both stories focused on the women's professional lives, Obama's as a lawyer and hospital executive, and McCain's as chair of her family's beer distribution company.
Cindy Breslin of Jacksonville, Florida, was one of several listeners who did not think the stories were a good pair.
She writes, "I am both furious and appalled at the blatant bias between the stories. If I were asked to give a synopsis of the Michelle Obama story, I would say that Michelle Obama was characterized as highly educated, smart, a great mother, and a tireless worker who works hard for charities. Her meteoric rise was due to her talent, and shame on anyone for thinking any differently." And then Breslin continues, "If asked for a synopsis of the Cindy McCain story, I'd have to say that she was chastised for not giving an interview, and she was portrayed as inheriting her position. No attempt was made to address her character, her skills, or her education, unlike the focus on Michelle. Next time you do comparative stories, at least address identical topics with the two subjects, so there's something to compare."
On a lighter note, one of our stories inspired some of you to compare yourselves to the Uber swimmer Michael Phelps. Yesterday, we explored the science behind the dolphin kick. Phelps and other champion swimmers use this undulating move to power them underwater. One analyst called the dolphin kick Phelps' most dangerous weapon.
Well, Linda Natanagara of Ocean, New Jersey, took some validation from our story. She writes this, "I've been patiently watching my husband do the dolphin kick for the 21 years that we've been together. He learned it from the Man from Atlantis TV show in the 70s. Thanks for finally making him look like he's on the cutting edge."
And Mary Crofts of Monmouth, Oregon, had a similar reaction. She writes, "When I was a tadpole in 1950, I couldn't swim well above water, so I learned to swim underwater. I could go the two lengths of an Olympic-sized pool underwater in one breath, using a kick very much like the dolphin kick. I used to wonder why none of the Olympic athletes use such a motion, and now, finally, in 2008, it's acknowledged. Unluckily for me, I was ahead of my time, and now my body is behind the time, in more ways than one."
Well, we appreciate your comments, whether you're ahead of your time or behind the time. Click on Contact Us when you go to our website, npr.org.